Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 18th anniversary of our show. We're going to be pretty obnoxious all week, a little extra, I should say extra obnoxious this week. This is the week we always celebrate these milestones, and thank you for hanging out with us all these years. And we're bringing you all week long our great Brain Trust members from the first year, including our good friend Dr. Bert Folsom, professor of history at Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu. And Bert, your own website, bertfolsom.com.
Yes, that's right. So check
it out. His books are available all over the place, wherever books are sold. FDR Goes to War, New Deal or Raw Deal, the new book that he and his wife have edited in the first person for a death row inmate, Death on Hold, which is it's written in a way, folks. You may not have ever seen a book written like this, and the story is amazingly compelling. So I encourage you to do that. Whatever Bert does is always the best. Bert, thanks again for being here. From a historian standpoint, the world seems to be coming apart right now. If you just stood on the corner and listened to the news, read the newspapers, looked at the headlines, you'd almost have to you could be forgiven for asking, is the world just coming apart? But put all this in perspective for us from a historical standpoint.
Well, there's a tendency for all of us living as we are in the present to think that it's so unique today, and that it's so awful today, or it's so wonderful today. We need to have a historical perspective. In the 1930s, for example, the situation, I think, looked much more hopeless, much bleaker than it did today. We were facing the Nazis and the communists, who are in many ways, much more formidable than the Islamic terrorists.
Well, let's put that in perspective. Between 1930s and early 50s, Stalin and Hitler killed about almost 30 million people.
I think that's a good perspective to put it in, compared with what we're dealing with today.
30 million people, and they were all their own people.
Yeah, we're talking about people who killed their own people. They're in some cases, methodically. Stalin, when he wrote a letter to someone who said, well, we have 10,000 people in prison, and Stalin wrote, why not 20?
Yeah, and why are they still alive? Why haven't they starved to death by now?
Right. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And this is, their own people.
He killed over 20 million of his own people, plus all the people that Hitler killed. But go ahead.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, we're dealing with atrocities on a greater scale. They were militarily stronger than ISIS is. And we had Franklin Roosevelt, who had unlimited terms that he could run for.
Right.
So you had a president who got the income tax up to 94% on all income over $200,000. And he was unstoppable. He was preparing to run for a fifth term. He died in his fourth. But we now have a two-term limit.
And America was racked with the Great Depression. I mean, I still remember the stories from my mother and dad who grew up in that period. And,
right.
You know, they used to tell me, you know, they used to say there was no money. People didn't have any money. And
right.
if you watch the Grapes of Wrath movie, the Jode family, and you watch that whole thing, you see that was a snapshot of what was going on across America.
Well, we had those people, these mass migrations in the case of that from Oklahoma to California, or my home state, Nebraska, out to California. Massive movements because there was simply no job, no work, no possible source of income. We did have, in fact, starvation in this country, which we have very little of today. The opportunities for people were much slimmer to go to college, other opportunities. We had it much worse in the Great Depression than we did today.
And then we lost hundreds of thousands of our finest in World War II, to win World War II. And then in the 60s, a decade I remember well, My generation was storming the administration buildings of colleges all over the country and taking them, taking administrators hostage and locking themselves in the schools. That group made this, the group in at Yale and Missouri look like pikers, don't they?
Right. They merely threw out a president. They didn't lock any faculty or administrators up.
Yeah.
No, there were massive demonstrations. It was much worse in the 60s.
We had the riots, the 68 riots.
Much burning.
In L.A., Chicago?
Yes. Detroit had a terrible riot.
Yep. And
so we really are not having...
And in that decade, we also lost 50,000 Americans in Vietnam.
We did.
You're right. I mean, when you put it all together, it almost makes you, though, after you add all that up, though, Bert, you got to look back and on the past and the present and say, what the heck's wrong with us? why, you know, and it's when I keep saying, Bert, the problem with humanity is the humans.
We've had some good decades in there. The 20s were a great decade. We only had 3% unemployment.
80s and 90s were good decades.
There were decades because government was more limited.
Yeah.
And we had smaller tax rates. Mm-hmm. We had more freedom. And that was the zeitgeist.
And we had, and I'll tell you something, last thoughts. We can't have a government that's naive about what's going on in the world either, which we have right now.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Hey, Bert, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, good to be with you. Thank you.
Thanks for 17-plus great years, Bert. Bert Folsom. Ladies and gentlemen, BertFolsom.com. His new book, Death on Hold. Check that one out. That's a very interesting book that you'll like. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.